Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Laura Law Millett. I'm the director of the GI Film Festival.
And I'm Brandon Millett, and I'm the president of the GI Film Festival.
Now, what year are we in, guys?
This is year 9. So we started in 2007. This is our 9th annual event in D.C.
So you've already matched the Beatles and Seinfeld with number 9 here. You guys are doing...
We have. Strong. You're putting us in awesome company. I'll take that. I will take that.
Beatles, Seinfeld, GI Film Festival. Love it. Yeah.
The Holy Trinity. So speaking of how many years you've been doing it, last year was a great year. Claudia Meyer's Fort Bliss, I think, was the closing night thing, right? That was your red carpet. The movie's gone on to some great success, and Claudia's been on some, you know, filmmakers to watch list this year. So speak a little bit about how the Fort Bliss event went last year and how that kind of propels filmmakers.
Last year, we closed out our festival, our 8th annual festival, with the world premiere of Fort Bliss. And as you mentioned, Claudia was the director of that film. It was an amazing film starring Michelle Monaghan and Ron Livingston. It was probably one of the first films that we've seen that had to do with a female service member and what it was like for her coming back and reintegrating with her family and the choices that she had to make. Excellent film. But for that film has gone on to receive distribution. It's available on video on demand, downloads, just a lot of great things have been happening with that film. So we're excited to have been part of its launch.
And that was actually the first film at the festival ever to receive a perfect score from our film critics and jury for a feature film. So that tells you what a great film that it really is. And we're very proud to show it.
How do you go about selecting that jury? Who's on it this year?
Well, typically we don't release the names of jury just to avoid, you know, having people, you know, be lobbied for certain things.
Right.
But really what we do is we put together a documentary panel and a narrative panel, and they select the winners and we give them the criteria. Basically, it's all the production value stuff you'd expect. And then also we fold in the GI Film Festival mission as well. How well does the film demonstrate that mission or as an example of that mission? And then they tally up the scores, and those are the winners. We select the films that make it into the festival, and then we have two panels to select the winners of each category.
You mentioned the mission. What exactly is your mission?
Well, our mission is to preserve the stories of our veterans through film and television special events, and we think we do a pretty good job of that.
So if our listeners come out, they will see every movie, whether doc or narrative, has some kind of military theme going on.
Well, there is a connection to the military. So in past years, it's been some character in the movie has to be a military character. Now we've added a new component this year, and it can be a film that has a military person that produced it or directed it, but doesn't necessarily have to have anything to do with the military. So this opens us up to a whole new category of entertainment.
So it can be a filmmaker that is a veteran, maybe, but the movie content itself may not deal with anything military related.
That's exactly right. So we have, this year, we have everything from stop action film, we have animated films, we have comedy, we have drama, we have thrillers, anything you could possibly imagine. And so as long as there's a military filmmaker associated with the film, or the film has a GI character, then it has a chance to show at our festival.
How prevalent is that? In case our, you know, maybe our listeners didn't even think that some, you know, veterans might, you know, go into filmmaking.
That's a really tough question.
I would say that probably about a third of our films submitted have a military veteran associated with it, and that number is growing. One of our filmmakers from year one started an organization called Veterans in Film and Television. That organization is now 2,000 members strong.
Nice.
So there's a growing group of military veterans wanting to get into the industry, and we encourage that because it leads to more accurate portrayals of military characters and military situations.
Absolutely. And so last year's, you know, Fort Bliss closed it down last year. What's kind of the headlining event this year?
Wow, we have a few headliners this year. We are going to be doing the North American premiere of a film titled Kajaki, and this is what people are calling a modern British war film. It is Hurt Locker meets Lone Survivor. It's an amazing film, great story about some British Marines who were stranded on Kajaki Dam, and unbeknownst to them, they find out that it's actually a Soviet-era remaining minefield, and they're in a minefield and they have to get out. So
Wow. This
is a beautiful film. It's been nominated for a BAFTA, British Academy Award, and we're going to be doing the North American premiere.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of those films that you watch through your hands, you know, your fingers, but you're really glad that you did. Very intense. And then on Saturday, we've got a film called War Pig. So if you like action films, we've got a film with Dolph Lundgren, Mickey Rourke, another actor named Luke Goss. And this is a ragtag unit of soldiers who go behind enemy lines in World War II to fight the Nazis. And so that's a great film we're showing Saturday afternoon, one of my favorites.
And how many filmmakers will actually be there in attendance? Do you have any idea of how many, you know, regular guests versus filmmakers?
Well, out of the 65 filmmakers that we have that we're playing, we have, I think it's something like 61, 62 are going to be there. So we're going to have a pretty good representation from the filmmakers that we're playing this year.
And that's what's great is because you can actually, it's not just watching a film, you can interact with the filmmakers, find out why they made the choices that they made. So that's one of the best parts of going to a film festival is to interact with the filmmakers.
Absolutely.
And in addition to the filmmakers, I'm sure a lot of veterans turn out just as patrons as well.
Absolutely. A majority of our guests are veterans, and they love to come to the festival because they get to see their stories on the big screen for the first time. I mean, for many of them, they've never seen stories that actually reflect their actual service, and they get to say, wow, that's what I did. And their family members get to see these stories and say, wow, that's what my mom did. That's what my grandfather did. That's what my husband did. That's what my wife did. That's what my brother did. So for them, it's a therapeutic experience, and it's an exciting experience to be able to see these great stories told on the big screen.
Any famous faces like Michelle Monaghan?
Michelle won't be back this year, but we do have, you know, everybody's, the military's best friend, Gary Sinise, is coming back again this year. He's been with something like 6 out of our 9. So he's coming back again. We also have, this year we did a contest, the Military Movie Character Madness Contest in March in association with March Madness.
Right.
So we had people voting on the most memorable military character of all time. And so.
Is that still going on?
No, actually that wrapped up.
So who was in the final four and who won?
Oh, you're going to get me on the final four. I believe it was Colonel Nathan Jessup from...
You can't handle the truth.
That's exactly right. Then you had Arlie Ermey, the gunny sergeant.
Yeah, Full Metal Jacket.
You had Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, and you had Rambo. So that was the final four, and the winning character was the gunny sergeant from Full Metal Jacket, and Arlie Ermey's coming to the red carpet on Saturday night for our awards, and he's going to come in a World War II Jeep, and it's going to be awesome. We love Arlie, so he'll be there on Saturday.
Really? Awesome. You might... If he's going to quote anything from the movie, you might have to censor it, though. Those Kubrick lines were pretty profane.
They
but that's
were intense.
Odd. What a role. What
they
a role.
They were intense, yeah. And so we'll be having, he's receiving our GI Choice Award for winning that contest, so we're happy to have him.
So he'll be there Wednesday, you said?
No, that's actually Saturday, our award ceremony. He'll be there on Saturday
May
23rd. Night, May 23rd.
So he's coming Saturday. What day is Gary Sinise going to be there?
Well,
Dan.
Yeah, Gary's actually coming to an event hosted by our brother company, the GI Film Group, on Monday. It's a reception called Heroes and Healing, so he'll be there for that. In between, we also have Linda Powell, people who know Law & Order, SVU, also Chicago Fire. She's the daughter of former Secretary of State Colin Powell, will be with us as well. We also have Jamie Kaler from the American Heroes channel. He hosts the show America Fact Versus Fiction. He's going to be emceeing our award show on Saturday night. And then we also have Montel Williams, who's going to be there with us on Friday night for the Kajaki premiere. So we'll definitely have the celebrity sizzle factor. At the end of the day, always it's about our film zone. This is the most dynamic lineup we've ever showcased.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to have some of the celebrity faces, but really in the end, it's all about the troops and the veterans that are there. I mean, those are the real people you want to go up and shake hands with and, you know, thank them for their service. I also see, correct me if I'm wrong, but I also see that I think it's Wednesday, there's going to be a Casablanca night. Is that right?
Yes. So on Wednesday night, we're doing something different. We're calling it Way Back Wednesday Night. We're going to have an interactive screening of Casablanca. And what that means by interactive is we're encouraging guests to dress in their 1940s best. You don't have to, but it's optional. And during the screening, we're going to have a secondary screen in the same theater that's going to broadcast our live tweet. So you can tweet during the film your different thoughts, and it's going to be up on screen so everyone can participate. And a tweet that gets the most retweets is going to win a prize package. Then following the screening, we're going to have a party that we're calling, you know, Rick's Cafe Bar. It's going to be a casino party, so all the guests will get funny money. They can come and gamble the night away, enjoy some drinks and food, and it's going to be a really good night.
I'm shocked that there's gambling going on in here. You're winning, sir. Oh, thank you very much.
That's right. It's funny money.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're listening to this and somehow you've never seen Casablanca or you've seen it a million times, it's still going to be a fun event to, you know, come out and see literally one of the great World War II movies. They didn't even know how the war was going to go in the movie, and there's all these great lines with Bogey saying, you know, I bet they're asleep in December 1941 in America. No, really, Pearl Harbor's happening. But, that sounds like it's going to be a really fun event. Any other films along the way that, you know, are worth highlighting here? I mean,
absolutely.
There's a million.
Yes, one of my favorites is called The Millionaires Unit. Okay, this is a documentary we're showing on Sunday. This is about a group of Yale graduates during the First World War who learned to fly on their own and then convinced the military to allow them to fly combat missions in World War I, the Great War, and they were the first to fly and the first to die for the country flying in World War I. This is a documentary. It's a phenomenal story, and people are going to want to check that out on Sunday afternoon. And I know you have some favorites, too.
Sure. One of my favorites is a short film called Day One, and we'll be screening it on Sunday at 12:50, May 24th. And this is a story that was done by a military veteran based on a true story of what happened to him, somewhat a true story of what happened to him. And it's a story centers around an interpreter who's her first day on the job, and she, while she's on a patrol with a unit, she goes into a house, and a woman goes into labor, and she has no medical experience and has to help deliver the baby. So it's a very interesting, intense movie.
Man, baby delivery.
It is intense.
And so that's on Sunday. What are the full dates from it's Monday the 18th through?
May 18th through May 24th, Monday through Sunday.
Okay, and what's the venue? Is it the same as last year?
No, actually this year we're going to spend Monday and Tuesday night we'll be in D.C., but for the majority of the program, we're going to be at the Angelica Film Center and the Mosaic District of Fairfax. So it's
a beautiful theater.
Beautiful theater, great location, and metro accessible via the Dunn Learning Metro, so it's great.
And I should mention, on Tuesday night, we're going to be at the Canadian Embassy for our international night, so we'll have, I think, six countries represented. We'll be screening some short films, and then there's a beautiful reception on their fifth floor. Rooftop overlooking the city. So that's a great event. That's our International Warrior Night at the Canadian Embassy on Tuesday. And then Wednesday through Sunday, as Laura mentioned, we're at the Angelica Film Center for the duration. So
awesome. What are we talking in terms of price? And, you buy for a whole block and you get, a certain amount of films, or is it per film basis? Or explain how that works.
Sure. Well, you can buy an individual film screening if you just want to see a regular film, and it's $12, just as if you would go to any AMC Regal. Or you can buy our All Access Pass and go to every party, everything, for up to $300. And there's also in between. If you don't have time to go for the full week, but you just want to see a weekend pass, all the films on Saturday, Saturday night party, and all the films on Sunday for $85. So very reasonable prices to see all these films. You're supporting a nonprofit, you're supporting our veterans, and you're having a great time at the same time.
Yeah, can I talk about the bang for the buck? Because we hear this time and time again that people who come to our event say that it's, at times, it's life-changing. And I think there's something that happens when you put awesome films on screen, you bring out celebrities, you have real heroes in the room, and then you throw a great party. There's something about that combination that's magical, and we hear it time and time again. So it's hard to describe what we're about. Really, just go to the website, chif15.com, buy a ticket, just come to the event and experience it, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
It's worth doing, you know. I was there last year, and I agree. There's just some communal experience of being there with all these troops sitting in a room together in the dark, watching the same piece of art/entertainment on screen. There's really no other festival that's quite like it, at least around here. So I really appreciate you guys putting it on and coming in to talk to us. And, before we go, just talk about why the nation's capital and why this is just the perfect place to do a festival like this. That, other cities, that you have your Sundances, but you guys call this the Sundance for the troops. So
we do. Actually, Bloomberg called us that. So we're gonna let the Bloomberg News people take the credit for calling us that. But we'll use it for as long as we can, because I think it perfectly exemplifies what we're all about. And why here in the nation's capital? Because in addition to entertaining people, we're also about educating people. And there are lots of issues facing veterans and military families dealing with transition coming back home. And we want to shine a spotlight on those issues in as much as we also want to entertain people. And so what better place to do that than Washington, D.C.? And there's a great concentration of military families right here. And there's a civilian population that really wants to get to know the military better. There's also a very sophisticated film audience in this city as well. So I think when you put all those factors together, there's no other place to do it than Washington, D.C. So we're glad to be launching our ninth event next week. GIF15.com, buy the tickets. We were sold out at all of our primetime events last year, so people are going to want to get on the website and get their tickets.
You heard that, guys. Number 9, Beatles, Seinfeld, and the GI Film Festival.
Exactly.
Hey,
right.
Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you, Jason.
Hopefully, we'll see you all out there at the GI Film Festival for its ninth year. Come on out, support the troops, see some great movies, and have a great time with your family.